Ryan Petty is the father of Alana, a 14-year-old who lost her life in the mass shooting at Marjory Stoneman Douglas High School. As he has in the past couple weeks, he took another trip to Tallahassee to ensure the Florida House passed the gun safety legislation already passed by the Senate earlier in the week. At the Florida cabinet meeting, he told Governor Rick Scott and other members that he hopes lawmakers do the right thing and pass the gun safety bill. Maitland Representative Bob Cortez says he understands where Petty is coming from.
Mr. Petty shared with me the pain he feels as a father to lose a child. And I felt his pain. Not only his pain, I had a flashback of me looking over my son's casket as I laid him to rest 28 years ago. It's a club that Mr. Petty and I, many of these parents, belong to that none of you, I pray, that you ever belong to.
The measure makes four strange bedfellows since Cortez, a Republican, supports the bill. So does Coconut Creek Representative Kristen Jacobs, a Democrat.
What I have seen is language that a lot of folks here are uncomfortable with, language that many of us are going to stand up today and support. Not support because we love it, but because we know it's the first of many steps. I have watched government over many, many years, and the one thing I've always seen is that when we take incremental steps, we get somewhere. When we take to our corners and we refuse to budge, we don't get anywhere.
One of the more contentious issues is the arming teachers provision. It's now called the Guardian Program and named after one of the coaches who shielded Marjory students and died. It's a controversial program that could allow designated teachers to carry firearms on school grounds if they are deputized and complete law enforcement training. But there's a new provision in the bill that excludes those who exclusively teach in classrooms from participating in the voluntary program. But Dania Beach Democratic Representative Evan Jenny says it still allows for the arming of some teachers who perform other duties like coaches and librarians and other school personnel.
And at the end of the day, some teachers, through even though the best attempts were made to take them out, will still have guns. To be honest, it reads like the rough first draft of a Steven Seagal movie, that somehow the cafeteria lady is going to spring into action and save everything as if it's some sort of action film.
But Boca Raton Democratic Representative Emily Slosberg disagrees.
There's no way that we can leave here without doing something. And to be clear, this bill does not arm a single teacher. This bill does not arm a single teacher. It's a local option. It's the county option. This bill, it increases security at our schools. It increases funding for mental health.
Others hope the bill would be voted down so there could be a reset, like Democratic Representative Larry Lee.
What's saying that we can't extend this session and deal with this? What's preventing us from scripting that controversial part out of this bill and say, let's vote this bill up by itself on its own merits? We could do that.
While Lee wanted to strip out the arming teachers provision, Jacksonville Republican Representative Jay Fan, also running for attorney general, wanted to strip out the gun control language. It includes raising the minimum age for any person to buy a firearm from 18 to 21.
I believe we can reset and get it better and do it without violating the Constitution. I just can't imagine that Nicholas Cruz can commit such a heinous crime, and then, as a result, we tell potentially a 20-year-old single mother living alone that she cannot purchase a firearm to defend herself in the state of Florida. So I believe it's not constitutional on its face.
But House bill sponsor Jose Olivas says there are good things contained in what he calls a bipartisan compromise.
It creates the Marjory Stoneman Douglas High School Public Safety Commission, which will be charged with investigating and identifying the failings, the systemic failings that happened that led to this tragedy. And then they will report their findings as well as their recommendations to the governor and the legislature no later than January 2019.
It also includes a 3-day waiting period for gun purchases, a ban on bump stocks, and allows law enforcement to seize weapons from a person deemed mentally ill and will likely pose a threat. For WFSU News, I'm Sasha Kortner.